Richard Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now.
Adam Johns is on the phone. He joins us throughout the season and actually a lot in the offseason. Almost every week, there's something going on with the Bears, so Adam will be with us. And he had a, 26,000-word press conference to transcribe today. Thing went on forever, and he joins us now. Adam, how are you, buddy? Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Hey, Cap. Happy New Year. I still think I'm transcribing from that 95-minute press conference from earlier today.
Okay, I watched that thing. I was at home, and I'm watching this press conference. I'm like, okay, listening to those guys in certain moments, I'm talking about Emery and Trestman, you would have thought the Bears were the top seed in the NFC. Really?
Right. They're just so confident in what they're doing. And what I like most about it is they're not afraid to admit their mistakes and talk openly about their mistakes. What they were saying about Shane McClellan and Brandon Hart in the defense, it was really telling. As a reporter, you really appreciate their candidness and their openness to go into such detail, like really lengthy detail about what is going on with their team.
There's no chance that Lovie Smith would have ever been that candid. No chance.
No, his press conference would have been about 5 minutes compared to the 10-minute introduction that Trestman delivered today.
I think if Lovie had been there, it would have been something like this. Adam Johns asked a question about the defense, and he would have glared at you, condescendingly said, trust me to know what's best for our defense. Correct?
Right. But with that, we're good. We know what we're doing here.
So do you think they're going to a 3-4?
I think they're moving to like a 4-3 hybrid. Think of what the Seahawks and the Patriots run. It's not truly a 3-4. It's not truly a 4-3. What it is it's a really versatile type of defense, which I think personally, in my opinion, in today's NFL with all these quarterbacks setting these records, it's what you need. You need a defense that attacks that way. You need a defense that disguises all their looks and gets after the quarterback in a variety of ways. And the Bears may have that personnel, or at least the start of that personnel with McClellan and Bostic, who played in that type of system at Florida.
Adam, Happy New Year. Good to be with you tonight. It's great to hear your voice. Let me ask you this question before we get to our guy Josh McCown and his future with the Chicago Bears, which I know you want to discuss, just considering your questions about McCown earlier today. Phil Emery compared Shay McClellan to Jason Babin today, amongst others, saying that he didn't figure it out early in his career, but now look at him, and he's putting up big-time numbers. When you're hearing that, do you believe that Phil and Mark actually believe that this guy has that capability?
Yeah, I do. I think he's a tweener like those players. What they want to do is tap into that ability before the 6 or 7 years that Babin did, or the time that Rob Ninkovich took to develop in New England. They want to get that out of him right away. And maybe that's a change in coaching. Maybe that's a change in scheme. But they're going to do something to maximize their first-round pick. Look, I'm not saying they're going to change the world for him, but they will change some schematic things just to get him in the right position. Because let's face it, Shay McClellan is a hand in the dirt 4-3 defensive end. Just isn't working.
All right, do you believe that Mel Tucker will be coordinating this defense 30 days from now?
I do. I really do, because I don't know who's going to be available out there. And it really sounds like the
What about
the injury.
Leslie Frazier?
He is out there, but is he the right fit to run the 3-4, 4-3 hybrid that we all believe they're going to? He was a 4-3 guy up there in Minnesota. Does he have the versatile background that Tucker was allegedly hired for, that they said and praised Tucker for a year ago at this time when he was hired? I don't know. He is a player's guy, Leslie Frazier, but I still think they're giving Tucker a second chance here. They pointed out the injuries over and over today. They said they saw good things in that early in the season when Henry Melton was healthy, when Lance Briggs' shoulder was healthy, when Nate Collins was out in the field. So they have some faith in Tucker. They just want to make sure that Tucker is on board with the changes they may be instituting schematically or with certain players.
So you think that Mark Trestman and Phil Emery have been in a room and they've decided that, look, we want to change this up in whatever way they're going to do it, And hey, we got to talk to Mel first, but we don't want to do that on the phone. Maybe perhaps Mel is out of the city. So they're going to wait for Mel to come back, and then they're going to have this conversation and see if he's on board. Because if it's not that, I don't understand. If they know they're bringing him back, why not just say they're bringing him
Correct.
Back?
Why not just say, he's our guy, we got to get better players?
Right, they want to make sure Mel is on board. And trust him, it didn't make it clear that he hasn't spoken to Tucker yet. He hasn't really spoken to any of his coaches yet. He gave them all time off after the season. He's just sort of been reviewing the tape on his own, and he actually hasn't made it through all the defensive tape. He watched a lot of the stuff early in the season, a lot of stuff late in the season. All the stuff in between, Trestman still has to digest that. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what that dialogue between Trestman and Tucker becomes. They got to see if Tucker is on board with the direction they want to go. They got to see what type of ideas he has. It's like another interview in a way for the second straight year for Tucker. If it doesn't work out, if Tucker's not on board, maybe they do make the change. But I really think they with all the injuries and all the – I mean, Trestman did praise. He went out of his way to praise Mel Tucker today too. I just think reading between the lines right now, Tucker's kind of safe. I'm not guaranteeing it, but right now I think he gets another chance just because of the injuries and what Trestman and Phil Emery said today.
Talking to Adam Johns, who does a great job fronting the Bears beat for the Chicago Sun-Times, and he joins us each and every week here on WGN Radio. All right, let's talk about Jay Cutler. We all knew he was going to get a deal done, but 7 years, $126 million, I know that he may not live as a Bear the whole 7 years, his career here, but he's going to be here for a long time. He's going to get at least $54 million guaranteed dollars. Are you surprised by the length and size?
The length, not really. I know some people are, but look, they do that. It's really, to me, the only three thing that really matters is the first 3 years. It's all that's guaranteed. After that is all stuff Cutler can earn, whether he wins a Super Bowl, takes him to the playoffs three straight years, or you know, he's a Pro Bowler the next straight years. I mean, those first 3 years are the same amount of time that Mark Trestman has here, so they're so linked now. The word marriage was used by Cutler today, and they really are. Mark Trestman and Jay Cutler are married to this now. They're going to go up or down with the Bears here, and if they go up, Cutler will get that full $126 million. That's part of it. But the real important things are the 3 years that's guaranteed and the $54 million that comes along with it. And to be honest, that's fair. What's that, just over $18 million guaranteed? That puts them right around, you know, where many of us think he is, around Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, right around Tony Romo, right where many of us would grade him as a quarterback.
Hold on a second here. Let's just delve into Cutler one more second here. You think that when they signed him today, do you think they made their decision after three games this year? Because if you listen to him today, 3-0, the offense is moving the right way, and then he got hurt, but then he looked good at the end. And so basically we knew, but we just wanted to make sure that he was tough at the end, that he was able to come back from the injury and show a little intestinal fortitude.
I think it was at the end of three games, it was guaranteed 100% right? He was back. No doubt.
Yeah. And also you got to think about what other options are there. I mean, I'm sure everybody wants Josh McCown back. I do think he will return. But even Jake Cutler is the guy they traded for a long time ago. There's the guy who they invested this entire team in, bringing in Jermaine Bushrod and Martellus Bennett. He's the guy they're going to. I don't see what other better options there were out there in free agency. People are talking about Matt Schaub. I don't know if he's much better. I think, to be honest, he's a lot worse than Jay Cutler. There's no guarantee what you're going to get in the draft, so you have to lock up Jay Cutler. Really, it was a no-brainer to me, no matter what he did. I mean, if he fell on his face, of course you don't want to sign him, but those first three games helped him, and his strong return, Carm, like you said, definitely helped him. And just all the work he put in with Mark Trestman just along the way, even when he was hurt in training camp, just the whole process, that helped his cause with Trestman. He really won him over.
All right, let's talk about Jay in the locker room. He's getting insane money. And that's what I keep telling this to Mark. Don't focus on the money. That's what the position costs. You're going to be paid like a top-level quarterback. That's what the position costs. There's no better option out there. Johnny Football isn't coming to Chicago. Teddy Bridgewater isn't going to be sitting there at number 14. So this was something they had to do. I'm not hung up on the money or the length. I know it's done for cap purposes. But how is he going to be perceived by his teammates getting this type of glue?
Well, I tell you what, the offensive players absolutely love him. Kyle Long tweeted about him today, Brandon Marshall. I mean, I think he was the first one to disclose the financial terms. So they're all on board with Jay Cutler. And just being in that locker room on Monday, just talking to the guys on or off the record, the vibe I got right away that was Jay Cutler was coming back, and everybody was okay with it. I mean, guys thought he was different. He acted differently. They said he was happier. It sort of transformed into Jay Cutler's team. And a lot of that has to do with how this transformed into an offensive team and where this league is going. They just saw what the offense was doing, and this type of offense hasn't been in Chicago in forever, if ever. So they're all on board with that, and especially all the offensive guys. I mean, there's only one starter not coming back, and the Bears want him back, and it's Roberto Garza. They're all on board with Jay Cutler. I think it's going to go over well. They know Jay Cutler's changed. They know Mark Trestman has brought a better Jay Cutler to the Bears.
Adam John's with us from the Chicago Sun-Times. Do you think Josh McCown comes back?
I do. I really do. The money make it interesting because I think some teams will try to outbid him. But what the Bears have right now is exclusive negotiating rights. So they could talk to Josh McCown every single day up to free agency. I think it's March 11th. They can't sign him until then, but they can have a deal basically in hand until that deadline hits, and they can sign it right on that March date. So that definitely helps. And McCown likes it here. He likes being with Cutler. He likes Trestman. He liked the whole situation. I did a story on him on Christmas Day about how he missed his family, and he said Chicago was actually great for that, with getting back and forth, and they had a nice house. And when that tough, so he's happy in this situation. Sure, there's going to be competition for him out there, but like Cutler, he knows this is a good situation for himself.
Do you believe Julius Peppers is here next year?
No
do you,
shot.
Do you believe that Charles Tillman is here next year?
No.
No, I think both of them are gone. I think Jennings deal, the numbers, we're still waiting for the numbers to come out on that. They haven't been filed yet. But I think that sort of spells again for Tillman, unless he takes a pretty good discount. Julius Peppers is interesting because he's got an $18 million cap hit, and he's not playing like an $18 million cap hit-like player. You cut him, there's some dead money on there, but that still frees you up about $9 million to use elsewhere. And if Cutler's cap hit is high or around $20 million, you're going to need that money to sign other players, maybe bring back a Henry Melton or Corey Wooten or see what else is out there in free agency. So I think Pepper's days may be numbered, and again, Jennings signing, I don't think that really bodes well for Tillman. But the only way I see Tillman coming back is if he takes a pretty steep pay cut. But let's not forget that Lovie Smith is also out there looking for some players, and I think Tampa Bay is really going to lure some players down from Chicago.
Adam Johns from the Sun-Times on WGN. You made the national news. Adam Johns reporting that Josh McCown may retire. What you got anything more on that? He's not retiring with all that money coming his way, is he?
The word retire was never even in the story. He's considering his family more than anything. He's got to find the most comfortable situation for his family. And like I just said, he thinks it may be Chicago. His wife thinks it may be Chicago, and his wife's the one pushing him to play. They were very comfortable here in Chicago, moving back and forth or traveling back and forth to watch his games. And they liked the situation. They liked the way they were treated by the McCaskies. They liked how Phil Emery and Mark Trestman treated them. No, I don't think McCown's done. I think he's got at least one more year left in him, to support his family by getting a good deal. And he's going to get a good deal, people. He may get like 2 years, $6 million, maybe 1 year, three and a half. He could be the top paid backup quarterback by March here.
Lovie Smith taking the job in Tampa. There are a number of NFL players, Bucks, former Bucks legends, saying this is a great day for the organization. We got a winner in Lovie Smith, blah, blah, blah. And people up here are like, huh? The same Lovie Smith we couldn't wait to get rid of? What do you think of him going to Tampa?
Well, he better have that offensive coordinator, right? Who's he getting, Tedford from California? I mean, yeah. Why couldn't he bring him to Chicago a couple of years ago? Maybe he learned his lesson, and that's, if you're the Bucs, that's what you got to hope that. He has an offensive mind that can come in and work right away. He's got some young, talented offensive players there. Mike Glennon, he's got a good running back there. There's talent on that roster, and Lovie Smith can bring stability to that organization. Remember, Greg Schiano, I mean, that was a mess down there. I mean, Lovie Smith's arrival immediately erases any of those concerns. So there's definitely stability brought with Lovie Smith, but he's got to address an offense. If he is, he continues to if what happened in Chicago continues down there, then I don't know how long his run is going to be, because this is an offensive league and you need a quarterback to produce. If he can't get that down there right away, I don't know how long his tenure lasts.
All the best to you, Adam. Happy New Year to you. How is the family doing? Getting any sleep?
Everybody's sleeping right now but me, guys.
Get some sleep, and thanks again.
You guys take care.
Talk to you next week. See ya. There he is, Adam Johns from the Chicago Sun-Times. He's our football go-to man.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.